Chapter 40, Work for Gravelbeard. But Lola Greytail was wrong. Nettlebrand was lurking on the bed of the River Indus, sunk deep in the mud, just where the shadow of the monastery buildings fell on the water. The river ran so deep there that not the faintest reflection of Nettlebrand's golden scales could reach the surface. He lay waiting patiently for his armor cleaner to return. Before Nettlebrand had dived deep into the river, Gravelbeard had jumped to the bank and hidden among some tufts of grass. And when, after a long day and half a night, Firedrake came flying out of the mountains to land behind the white walls of the monastery, the mountain dwarf set off. He trudged on, through fields and past huts, until at last he reached the mountain with the monastery on its slope. Then Gravelbeard climbed. The mountain was high, very high. But Gravelbeard was a mountain dwarf. He loved climbing almost as much as he loved gold. The solid rock of the mountain whispered and spoke under Gravelbeard's fingers as if it had been waiting for him, and him alone, all this time. It told him tales of vast caverns with columns made of precious stones and veins of gold ore and caves where strange creatures lived. Gravelbeard chuckled with delight as he scaled the rocky slope. He could have climbed forever, but by the time day slowly dawned above the peaks, he was hauling himself over the top of the low wall surrounding the monastery. Cautiously, he peered down into the courtyard. Gravelbeard had arrived just in time to see Firedrake and his friends disappear into the Dukang. The dwarf even followed them up the steps, but the heavy door of the hall was already closed before he reached the top, and hard as he tried to open it just a crack with his short, strong fingers, it wouldn't budge.
Too bad, muttered the dwarf, looking around, but they'll have to come out again sometime, you know, they can't stay in there all that long.
He looked around the courtyard for a hiding place where he could keep watch on the steps in the courtyard unobserved. It wasn't difficult to find a suitable gap in the old walls.
Ah, just the place, whispered Gravelbeard as he pushed in among the stones. Could have been me for me. Look at that, just fits like snow.
And then he waited. He had chosen his hiding place well. Admittedly, when Firedrake and the others came out of the prayer hall again, Gravelbeard couldn't see much apart from the feet of countless monks in their well-worn sandals. But when all the monks were up in the Dukang praying, Ben and Guinevere came down and sat on the wall only a stone's throw away from him. So now, Gravelbeard learned that a flying rat had been out looking for his master, but had failed to find him, and he discovered that the boy really did believe Nettlebrand had been buried in the desert sand. The dwarf saw the stone in the llama's hand and heard about the genie's riddle. He saw Ben take the stone. And when Firedrake and his dragon riders went with the monk to try solving the riddle, Gravelbeard stole after them.
Just make sure I go along with it, because if I don't get accurate information, I'm probably getting in a little trouble with the boss, but, you know.